Seattle students brought a lot of questions and concerns to school the day after the election. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld visited one high school to find out how the staff was helping students make sense of the election while still trying to process the vote themselves.
Nova is a small alternative high school in Seattle's Central District. Assistant Principal Ava Winnett says at the start of the school day, she urged staff upset about the election to put on a brave face and focus on the positive actions students can take if they need an outlet, to teach kids about grassroots movements throughout history for inspiration. But she says one student asked her, if they went to a protest today, would people take their picture and profile them for taking part in passive resistance?
Which I thought was interesting because that is not a question that's usually come up for students. Students have been pretty brave and willing to stand up and protest for things that they really strongly believe in. That they might be in danger for that participation was a very new concept that I haven't really heard students talking about until this morning.
Winnett says many students at Nova have been through a lot in life. Many are queer or transgender and were bullied at other schools. There are a lot of mental health issues, struggles with drugs and alcohol, and homelessness.
We have worked really hard to help them build hope and to try to help them build resilience to go out and be the change that they want to see in the world. And in some ways, I feel like they're looking at us today like we lied.
Winnett says for students worried about this new presidency, her message is that the president doesn't have all of the power, that they are powerful too. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.